Rude Nation, welcome back to the originators of the video game podcast. This is the Rude Boys Game Cast. I'm Sherm.
Tom here.
And we're here with you with these hot, hot, steaming hot piles of E3 takes.
Hot pockets.
So we're just going to run down a lot of the press conferences of and all the other highlights of 2018 Electronic Entertainment Expo. Extreme. But first, tradition for all Rude Boys podcasts, everything under the Wall Street Bangers. Tommy, who's in your mouth?
Blue Moon.
Blue Moon.
Honey Wheat.
Some Honey Wheat.
Right after the Bud Light that's about to go down.
There we go. That's my boy taking his medicine.
Who's in your mouth?
I've got right now the drink that gamers crave. Surge.
Yeah, 1990 called. They want their booze. They want their.
Well, hang on,
back.
Let me check the date. No, it's still good. Citrus flavored soda with other natural flavors.
I drank Surge once.
This is my second Surge ever.
Oh, God. Clink and a thud.
Clink and a thud. So now that all Rude Boys' merriment is away, we're going to hit the ground running, ladies and gentlemen. So E3 is upon us currently, as per recording. We are going to talk about a little press conferences they had. We're going to go through the smaller ones, if you will, the EAs, the Ubisofts, the Bethesdas, the Square Enixes. Then we're going to go to the big three heavy hitters, the console manufacturers. All right? You ready, Tommy?
Oh, can't wait for some ball polishing.
So we're going to get the ball polishing off done real fast. Electronics Arts. Electronics Arts?
Who the
Electronic
fuck
Arts
cares?
EA Sports
One
in the
of
game.
The most underwhelming.
All right.
Trash. That's all they are.
All right. Well, all right. Personal preferences aside.
Fuck them.
I thought there was the first press conference of the show. My big takeaways.
Not. They really didn't start E3 with a bang.
My three takeaways.
Uh-huh.
Are the new Star Wars game coming out?
Okay.
That all that was talked about was a title and a time period. It's called Star Wars.
Star Wars. You gotta pay for the rest of the title. That's what it is. That's
I
why you don't know it.
Goddamn blank.
You don't know the
Holy
rest.
Holy shit.
Because you gotta pay for the rest of the title.
It's called Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. And what they're doing, they're shooting for a holiday 2019 release.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Let's put it by Respawn. Respawn's the guys who did Titanfall. I did Titanfall.
EA has the stamp on there. I wouldn't do. Just, you're better than that.
All right. They revealed another EA original called Sea of Sorrow.
Yeah, that's what, my God. That's what all their fans are. A Sea of Sorrow.
Did you see anything about Anthem?
I did. Okay. Anthem does look cool.
Yeah, so Anthem looks like it's going to be like BioWare's Destiny.
But again, it has the stamp.
Oh my God.
I can't give them money.
All right, I getcha.
I can't give them money for half a game.
I gotcha.
Trash.
Obviously also with EA, you got all the sports games, you know, the Maddens, the FIFAs.
Yep.
NBAs, you know what?
I do know they just ventured, but they released Command & Conquer.
Yes,
mobile.
That is something else.
Which
that
I believe was available at the point that they released it.
It was released when they released it.
It was released at the point that they announced it.
Oh, okay,
I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
That's what I meant.
But there's a lot of scandal with that because it's a mobile title and people don't like that.
Unfortunately, mobile gaming is becoming a huge thing.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, that's not
really much of a hot take. That's absolutely true.
I'm guilty of it.
Right.
But unfortunately, it's put out by trash, so I won't.
Okay.
I won't check it out.
There's one thing I gotta say. All right.
Okay.
When we're talking about Madden.
Okay.
They had the Madden champion come out. The guy who won like the most recent Madden tournament. It goes by the tag Skimbo.
Oh, I was like, you mean the Super Bowl champs?
Yeah, the Super Bowl champs. They can't. Skimbo's got himself a nice little championship belt, right?
Okay.
Skimbo, listen. Listen to the bangers. Listen to the Rude Boys. Listen to your international drinking champion. On your shoulder, you got 10 pounds of gold, my friend. You wear that thing like a champ, okay? He's holding it. You got watch some wrestling, watch some old NWA, watch some current WWE.
Was he holding it like a bitch?
He kind of was holding it like a bitch. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. You got to show that front off. You got to show that front plate off. That brand up.
Was he one of those basement dwellers that were just holding it at, like, holding it to the side? Like,
no, he was holding it. Okay, he was holding it like, all right, so, you know, like, how, like, wrestlers would hold it on their shoulder.
Right.
Gripped pretty much, like, at their arm at a right angle.
Correct,
he was doing this weird thing where he was kind of, like, just holding it like this. You know what I mean? Like, holding the front plate out. Like, it's not a good angle.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He probably
hold that strap up proud, my friend.
He probably got that watching some old WCW or recent TNA.
And fucking Arquette was champion or something.
Oh, God. Arquette is the EA of the wrestling world. Trash.
Hot take. All right, now let's get into Ubisoft. I got notes, actually, for this one.
Yeah, do you?
Tom, have you ever played Beyond Good and Evil?
I've played Rayman.
Not a bad ass.
Actually, no, I did see the trailer for Beyond Good and Evil, too.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
Okay, so Beyond Good and Evil was this... It came out the same time as... I think literally the same day as Prince of Persia.
Okay.
The Sands of Time. So it got completely squashed. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So, it's a very well put together action RPG platformer... whatever, that deals with, has a very good story, and it was like a cult classic for years and years and years. The sequel has been talked about, I think, for longer. You know what I mean? It's as soon as that came up, like, I think when the fucking 360 PS3 generation was, like, a thing, that was when people were like, oh, here comes the sequel.
Really?
And nothing happened of it. I think last year they might have had, like, a CG trailer, which came out of nowhere.
Right.
And it's been completely radio silent. So they come back with another... Honestly, this trailer looks too goddamn good.
Seriously.
It looks like a CG fucking movie. This is Watch Dogs all over again.
It's totally not what I was expecting with the title name. Like, I was like, okay, it's like a horror survival game.
To be completely honest, even the title really doesn't have much to do with the actual...
Right.
With the first one, you know what I mean? But I guess it's just fun... You know, it's probably some literary illusion that I'm completely lost
on. I'm sure.
I'm an idiot, but...
I mean, monkey with a bionic arm.
Yeah, so that's something weird, too. So it does have, like, a lot of, like, animals or humanoid animals living in the same world.
Domino's in there.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sure.
No, she does look like the chick that plays Domino in Deadpool.
Her name. Right.
Sazzy...
Beats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's... Teamwork. One of the twin... Yeah.
High five, a fist bump.
Fuck.
So, Beyond Good and Evil 2 is a prequel. It's going to have co-op, and it's going to have this thing called the Space Monkey Program, which is in space. No one can hear you do that, and no one should hear you do that. And it's kind of like a team up with this company called Hit Record, which is Joseph Gordon-Levitt's thing, where it's like try to get artists and things just out there and published or whatever.
Interesting.
The problem is that basically Ubisoft is just like, hey, make art and music for this game, and we're going to put it in our game, and we're going to make millions of dollars, and we're not going to credit you for anything.
Ubisoft.
It's kind of lazy, and it's very fucking scabby, but...
Yeah, it sounds sus.
Whatever. It was like, hey, that's a cool idea, and it's like, oh, right, you're looking for free art from... people trying to scratch. It's basically you're working for credit and you're working for exposure.
Right.
Get fucked.
Yep. Fuck you. I won't play that game now.
You know what game I will play?
What?
Starlink. Battle for Atlas.
That looked neat.
That did look neat. So that's like a sci-fi space shooting game.
Uh-huh.
Apparently I hear it's kind of like Skylanders plus what was that game? No Man's Sky.
Oh, failure! Yes.
Oh God!
That game failed.
Well, it had a lot of baggage.
It had potential.
Yeah, and had
just
a lot
like,
of baggage.
Just like me, ladies, I got potential.
So for the Nintendo Switch, so hang on. So the game has like these little modular ships and stuff that you can scan in and basically upgrade or transform your ship into whatever you need it to do. If you need to shoot lasers
more
or missiles
like your
or whatever.
Shit.
God damn it! You're the worst. The Nintendo Switch version has Star Fox content, and I am fucking pumped.
Of course for that. You are.
I love Star Fox. I pre-ordered this game without even seeing a trailer because I was coming home from school and I saw that Star Fox was in it. And here's the pre-order link. And I went to fucking town.
You heard Star Fox? You're like, yep, I'm all in.
Hell yes. Word. Hell okay, cool. Yes. So I'm down for that. That okay. comes out in October.
All right.
They brought Miyamoto on. That's always a good time. Shigeru okay. Miyamoto.
Okay. Oh, God.
And one of the other big things they had, which actually kind of leaked ahead of time, which this is like the fucking 12th out of 13th Assassin's Creed game that got leaked. Oh, I just leaked it. Assassin's Creed Odyssey. It takes in place Spartan. In ancient Greece. Yep.
Spartans.
That looks pretty cool.
I know the...
Origins?
The video that they kept playing was just some... Was you or... A Spartan kicking someone down
right,
a cliff.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I could just watch that all day.
Yeah, so the big takeaways from this one is that you can actually choose your character's gender. It has, like, a character creator.
Oh, okay.
And it has a very dynamic story. So you can actually have conversations with people and take on missions when you okay. shouldn't. So I guess it's just evolving the whole process of Assassin's Creed. This may bring me back in. I try to, like, to play games... in order, even though I don't really need to play Assassin's Creed games in order, but I'm doing that. It's also got, like, mythical beasts, which is neat.
Is that the first Assassin's Creed that they put, like, fictional beast in there?
As far as I know. Yes.
Like with, like, they didn't do anything like that with, like,
the I don't know about Origins. I haven't played Origins yet.
Right.
The Origins didn't have mythical beasts. They were more just... Killing people for the sake of
the
empire.
Okay.
So, it didn't.
So this is the first one that.
So this is the first one with mythical beasts. That's kind of like
you can
the
fight
fun
like
thing
you,
about
you can
it.
Fight like a hippogriff, right?
Yeah, I think that's Greek.
No, it's Harry Potter.
Hippogriff was definitely more Harry Potter.
Harry Potter related. The other small press conferences you had was Bethesda.
Yep.
Bethesda. They talked about Fallout 76. Before E3, kind of get ahead of that little mm-hmm. Pre-trailer and what have you.
You so ever this, play any Fallouts?
I
no?
haven't, actually.
Yeah, neither have I.
But this is more of a...
Dan, have you?
Nope.
So this is more of a always-online group survival sort of thing, as opposed to the first-person action RPG that the other Fallouts are known for.
Multiplayer. I hate people to begin with. I don't want to play with people.
They also talked about some Wolfenstein.
Okay.
2 co-op
That'll be
thing.
Cool on the Switch.
Yeah, that's coming out, I believe, actually late this month. They started teasing the new Elder Scrolls game, Elder
yep.
Scrolls 6. They just showed a bunch of fucking pictures from New Zealand or something
yeah.
like that. I don't know.
Whatever.
They could have just said it and not shown it.
Shit. Hey, I'm going to catch a dragon. Ah, look at me. I'm a big guy.
Not a fan of Elder Scrolls? I feel like you would have been.
You're
a big WoW guy, so I figured that would have been a thing.
I am a former WoW guy, however...
Yeah, he hasn't played WoW.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah,
I've really not
6 months?
WoW in quite some while. I was like, hi, my name's Dan, and I haven't touched WoW. And, oh, things are going down.
We're good.
This is a... Where's your coin? Where's your sober WoW coin?
All right, so you're not an Elder Scrolls guy.
I'm not.
All right, I just assumed.
I see it, and I'm like, it could be good, but they want to try ever so much.
Well, I have Skyrim for Switch, so...
Okay, of course you do.
Of course I do.
Right.
Is it still wrapped?
Is it Switch, huh?
Probably.
Probably.
Will I get to it? I hope.
Probably
one
not.
One day.
Not so much.
Another one of the press conferences that they had that we'll talk about a little bit is the Square Enix press conference.
Yes.
Amazing. And really the only thing we want to take away for that is Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yep, January 29th, 2019.
And Kingdom Hearts
wow.
3...
Wow, and then...
Oh, my
it'll
God.
Be how long... 2019, and then, oh, something's going to happen that's going to just delay it even fucking longer.
So, Rude Boy sidebar, when Dan drinks, he becomes the internet. So, he's got to apparently complain about everything going
I'm
on
I'm not
right
trying
now.
To complain about everything.
However
I'm going to complain about
Square
this
Enix
thing.
Let me Dan-splain it for
me,
you.
Square Enix has given me dick all not to complain about.
But Kingdom Hearts 3 was kind of the...
The major takeaway from
I would say the
Square
tricycle
Enix.
Of E3 because everyone got a turn. What? That's completely wrong. But you know what I meant, Rude Nation. Yeah, so they had a... There was a trailer out. I believe at the Microsoft press conference where they showed off the Frozen world. And then Square Enix, their proper press conference, they showed off some Ratatouille stuff.
Yeah, Toy Story World.
Well, Toy Story, Tangled, yeah. You want to be
lonely on Valentine's Day? We're coming out in February 2019. Ah.
Actually, January.
January 29th, 2019. I just said that, if you would listen, please.
February 2019. February. Square Enix is going to give you something, because January is going to get delayed.
January is actually pretty jam-packed, yeah. But it looks like all these 2019 games that get announced is going to be 2019. It's going to be January.
Right.
But when they showed off over at Sony's side, they showed Pirates of the Caribbean. That's what they showed. A returning world. So yeah, that was that's the big takeaways from Square Enix. All the little minor stuff. You guys watched the Devolver Digital press conference, yes, like I told you to?
Yes. We did. I kind of wish my friend Pedro was a real thing.
I was a little worried.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
I started.
Is it?
Yeah, it's come out for Switch.
I didn't know if it was just like a.
Oh no, it's not. It's not like a goofy. I didn't know make if it fun was like of every show.
Dude,
no,
my friend Pedro will be fucking lit on the Switch.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Yeah. It's gonna be pretty good.
So that's gonna be good, and then they're bringing back this Japan only cult classic Xbox game. Metal Wolf Chaos?
Yeah.
It's like this over the top.
I really thought like it was all just like fake. Like, hey, we're gonna just poke fun at E3.
No, the announcements that they did were real. They're actually really selling that wacky physical Bitcoin over at Fangamer.com. It's like $100+. I don't know if that fluctuates based off of
it's like
cryptocurrency.
Dennis Rodman selling potcoin on fucking the world culture.
I don't know what that means.
Moving on to the big three. We're going to start this bad boy off with Microsoft.
Nice.
Microsoft was the biggest of the three. Microsoft rocked the goddamn convention.
I don't know about rocked, but they definitely had.
Oh my God.
I don't know about rocked, but
insane?
they had a very strong showing. They had a very strong showing.
They had the only showing.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. Yeah. We'll talk about this at the end of it, but this E3 was kind of.
It was lackluster.
Socks getting knocked off. Like, don't get me wrong. If out of three press conferences, out of the three big press conferences, one of them was really good, and the two of them were like, all right, they had their spots. That still, to me, is just like, meh.
I'm sorry, Microsoft, and listen, I am, and Tom will roll his eyes. Chris will not. However, Nintendo did not come to the party. Microsoft,
Microsoft.
Holy shit!
Because Microsoft right now is a clear third place, you know, behind PS4 and Switch. So the Xbox One has a lot of
you mean,
ground
you
to catch
don't mean
up.
As far as E3, you mean as far as
no, I'm saying in general.
Industry.
Yeah. So therefore, that's why their E3 showing was to me the strongest of the three.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
You didn't let me finish.
All right, listen.
I wouldn't
I'm
say it
saying,
rocks
I'm
E3.
A beer
that's
and
fine.
I live with it.
That's fine. So they started off Halo Infinite, new Halo game, presumably going to be open world.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Yes.
It does. It does. I mean, I've never played.
I played a little bit of one.
But the Halo game looks like.
I played a little bit of one.
A revamp.
I mean, all they showed was just CG trailer. That was it. They didn't show any gameplay.
But they showed Cortana. Cortana, from what I've seen, is just like. She's donezo. She's become a big bad towards the end. That's
why
I'm thinking.
You're never going to play it.
Kind of like a prequel revamp. Situation.
I don't know. But see, that's what I'm saying. Microsoft showed off.
No,
bookended their conference, which we'll get to the end.
Mm-hmm.
They bookended their press conference with their big tentpole fucking properties.
Right.
Halo, right up at the top. What else did they talk about? They talked about the new From Software game, Seiko Shadows Die Twice, which I think they totally sniped from Sony.
Oh, totally.
Not from Sony, but like Bloodborne,
hey,
the Souls games.
Yoink.
I wouldn't necessarily call them indie, but they've pretty much been synonymous with Sony properties. Sony platforms.
All right.
So, and I think even the last teaser trailer was shown at PSX or some the Paris Games Conference, whatever. So that was really exciting to see this. It was like when you saw Call of Duty start making the switch over to Sony platforms. Like, this was pretty cool. I mean, it's a multi-platform game. It's like a front. It's like a Souls game set in like a wacky nightmare feudal Japan, and I think it looks pretty cool.
Absolutely.
I don't think I'll play it, but it looks pretty cool.
I don't, dude. I loved Bloodborne. I really did.
I watched it. You play it. I was getting fucking. I was even, like, hyperventilating. Like, I'm like,
I didn't even get to the point where like I completed it, and like it's still awesome. And anything like on a Switch, the fact that Dark Souls is now
It's coming out
because I'm digging. Because it's the same makers who made Bloodborne.
Yeah,
and granted, Dark Souls is their bread and butter, but like. I'm like, I'm totally down with it. Like,
yeah,
I'm,
no, it looks pretty, pretty dope.
As far as console gaming goes, I am, like, pop committed with the Switch.
Okay, cool.
Glad we're talking about Microsoft.
Speaking about Microsoft.
But you know what? Microsoft.
We're going to get there, buddy. All right, we're going to get there. Hold on your toes, sorry. Like you said last
Stop
time.
Stop ruining things.
Oh, well, Microsoft then talked about Forza Horizon 4, which is coming out in October. That's their... I would say their flagship little online racing sim.
Okay. As well,
it's got some shared open world racing.
It's got
if you're into that stuff, by all means.
It's got a sort of Fortnite battle royale.
Does it? It's a racing game.
It's got all you gotta compete against other people.
I guess. Alright, well, I think you're stretching a little bit. So yes, Devil May Cry 5, the next proper numbered sequel for the Devil May Cry franchise. Mm-hmm. It's got that guy, Nero, from Devil May Cry 4,
Love
who
that.
Nobody asked for, but whatever. Then they got everyone's favorite old uncle, Dante, up in at the end of the trailer.
That's like bringing in the chick from the second Devil May Cry, where it's just like, no one asked to play as
Lady?
Her.
Yeah.
No, but he was in the first Devil May Cry.
Who was?
He's part of the dude, the guy.
Nero, he was in the fourth one.
No, but...
Step to this!
Yeah, no.
You can't!
Yeah, no, when it comes to Devil May Cry, you don't. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's not even really my expertise, but... You know what I mean?
Well, you've played them a lot more than I have, so...
No, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I finished four.
And it has a third playable character. I don't finish.
I want you to chew on a fucking lawn edger.
Lawn edger? Oh, an edger. Oh, okay. Right.
So what else?
Even so Devil May Cry 5.
You know.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about anything else. Battletoads, new Battletoads coming out.
Couldn't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I don't think Battletoads is ever.
I think it's overrated.
Personally. I think people like it because they have nostalgia glasses.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Like, I guess they like the idea.
I picked up the
Nintendo. Yeah, until they buy the turtles. It. Until they buy it, and then it's just like, why did I buy this shit?
Because I'm like, that's edgy,
I picked up the Namco Museum, and I was like, hey, Battletoads. And I played it for 30 minutes, and I was like, why the fuck did I waste
did
money
I do
on
this?
So, but hey, people like that. Whatever.
And that's what made me sell my Xbox One.
You didn't sell it. You donated it to
you
a
didn't
good,
sell it. You
to a worthy person.
Me. Well, because you earned it.
Then they had.
You earned it.
So Microsoft's big heavy hitting console brand extravaganza ends with the triple header. Three games in the Gears franchise.
Yes.
So let's talk about this because
why that hasn't gone beyond exclusive?
Because
it never
Microsoft
will.
Kills
it. It's their
me,
IP guy.
It kills me.
So this is a
company could be making so much bank.
Why? That's their franchise though.
They could go beyond it.
Sure,
do you know what that turn-based Funko Pop? Fucking Gears of War could do on a Switch.
Oh man, you're really in the Switch, aren't you?
I absolutely.
Why don't you go play it?
So this was a Rude Nation request to talk about the Gears Pop reveal. So in the conference, it talks about a world premiere, world exclusive. They show the Gears.
Look at me.
They show the Gears gear, the sign, whatever the hell. You hear the
skull.
the skull, thank you, and the gear, you know, the whole fucking spray-painted sign.
Skull
on the
gear band-aid.
Skull gear band-aid.
Skull gear band-aid.
You hear the chainsaw rev up, the crowd's going wild, the wall breaks down, and it's a Funko Pop guy.
Funkos. Again.
You hear the fucking audience deflate. Like, they're like,
it was just like, I guess
if I've been starving for 12 years, a slice of moldy bread sounds good.
So they talk about that. They say it's coming to mobile. That's about it.
Right.
Then they talk about Gears Tactics.
Sure.
Which is a...
Just a moment with the mobile.
Sure, the mobile. Yeah, go ahead.
That is Microsoft, I think, building up to this idea that they're going to be able to cross-platform between the PC...
Probably.
I could see that happen. And the console.
I could see that happen.
This is going to be the initiative that sets us forward.
Sure. I'm behind on that. I think that's probably the case. You're going to have that. You're going to have the tactics game. And then you're also going to have the Gears 5, the properly numbered sequel. It's the year of fives, apparently. The conference of fives.
Kills me that it's only on the Xbox One.
Well, that, I don't know what to tell you, man.
I don't want to purchase
a
Microsoft
product. Don't you have a PC?
Product.
You can get it on PC. Ugh.
You can get Gears on PC?
Yes. Yeah. Sure.
If it's Microsoft owned,
I can do it. Yeah.
Steam.
Why not?
It's all Steam, baby.
Yeah, I'm not about Steam, but you probably get it from their store. Microsoft Store.
Yeah, I think might be linked in through Steam. I mean, I don't know. I haven't bought many things.
I'll do a search
Microsoft
later.
There you go.
Do a search.
Which is pretty cool. Like, I guess it's starring the chick who came from Gears 4, which I haven't really gotten into. Tom and I have a very checkered past with Gears together. We played on Ultimate. We couldn't get out of the room. Not because it was hard, because
we couldn't find it.
Because it's fucking split screen. Fucking squished the fucking view. We didn't know where we were going.
What was it like?
It was retarded.
Like a half hour we were in that.
Yeah, we
fucking
just kept
room.
Walking around in circles.
Uh huh.
And then Microsoft closes it off. Wait. But first, Cyberpunk 2077. Oh my god! Really? You got
it
fucking
just
down.
I'm intrigued. You talk about it first.
So this is CD Projekt Red's, the same guys who made Tom's Game of the Year last year, The Witcher 3. And this is their take on the
How do you feel about The Witcher 3, Tom?
Tell me how you feel about it. Go ahead.
I'm picking up the wrong glass to drink from. As I get prepared to hear Tom to
fuck The Witcher 3. Anyway.
So this is Cyberpunk 2077. Apparently gonna be a single player cyberpunk thing. I like the look of it. I'm not one for the whole cyberpunk motif or whatever, but like it looked cool. Like it showed me that, like, you know, not all cyberpunk has to be like fucking Blade Runner or something like that. Like, they showed it was fucking outside sun in the sky. It was bright. It was colorful.
I'm not a fan of open world BS.
Okay.
However, if they really want to make this the big freaking seller,
right?
Open world it. Like, just make it, like, from what I understand, there are three main stories.
In Cyberpunk to
follow.
Okay.
I might be confused with Detroit. What do you call it?
Definitely, because that has three stories.
But I feel like there's multiple main stories.
But it's a limited amount of main stories to follow. Okay.
If this thing has been promised to us for how many years?
Couple.
At least.
I have no idea.
At least a few.
I don't know about 10.
It's been a while.
Less than 12. How about that?
It's been a while. That seems since pretty we've good. Been promised this punk 2077.
This punk.
And I'm like, you know, if you're going to promise this great, massive world,
they have
years,
to deliver. They absolutely have to deliver.
Sure. What's your takeaway from Cyberpunk?
I'm intrigued. I want to see more of it. I don't think there was really much. I think it was really just an announcement trailer. That was it. Like, the only stuff online is people talking about them seeing somebody play it, because I guess it was like a very you know, closed off, hands-on demo.
Right.
That was basically like, hey, here's a programmer, here's a QA guy. They're going to play the game, and you're going to watch, and you're gonna, and they're going to tell you about
that's
the game.
That's my problem with it, is like everything you've seen of it, heard of it, it's from someone who may have beta Kickstartered the game.
You get the tinfoil off your head. I don't think, I think that's
a conspiracy theory. I don't feel bullshit. Like it goes far enough where we are confident that this game's going to come out in a reasonable amount of time.
Oh, I have no idea when it's coming out.
No.
Well, my opinion on it is...
Oh, yeah, Tommy, what's your...
It looks rather sleepy.
Sleepy?
It looks like...
chick deflecting bullets off her blade.
I really have a feeling I'm going to have the same feeling that I had when I played the first... Silent Hill 2, where I fell asleep with the controller in my hand.
Why are we doing a video game podcast?
Did you mean Secret of Mana?
No, Secret of Mana is fucking bee's knees.
Why are we doing
the best
crap?
Honestly,
how did this turn into a fucking Silent Hill / Secret of Mana?
Honestly, though,
cast
as my
slam
cast.
I'm gonna write that down. Slam cast.
The thing that I think is, the thing that I think looks better than Cyberpunk.
Okay.
2077.
You got it.
Jump Force.
Jump Force. Thank you. I did not have that on the list. My bad.
I want to see who else beyond fucking One Piece guy.
Naruto, Goku, Frieza. And they did, at the end of the trailer.
They showed the dudes from
The two guys from Death Note.
Yeah.
The kid and the monster. The
demon. Yeah.
Which I want to know who else, anyone else, please tell me someone else from another franchise.
I'm sure.
Well, it's going to be Shohan Jump characters, so it's going to be Yu-Gi-Oh, Hunter x Hunter,
Full Metal Alchemist?
No,
you're right.
Just everyone do your research. No.
Yeah.
Everyone just do your research.
Punch and Show and Jump. You'll see all the characters. But yeah, that looks like a really cool fighting game.
Yep.
I
dug back in the day. They had the ones on DS, Jump Superstars. It only came in Japan because it'd be a licensing nightmare,
right?
In this side, so it was Jump Superstars and Jump Ultimate Superstars, I believe.
Okay,
and it was just basically a 2D fighting game. I you guys should pull up some videos of it. It's really cool. It's like one of those import games that are super easy to get into, and it's on the DS. You have to play it on an original DS because all the 3DSs are region locked. But anyway, that looks pretty cool.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Apparently is part of the Shonen Jump.
Said that a minute ago, but yes, thank you. Got the bird.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Hakusho is also
Yu-Gi-Oh! Hakusho, Fist of the North Star. See, I don't want to show you guys.
So Microsoft...
Really?
Microsoft closed with... What?
My ass. Cyberpunk 2077.
No, I thought it was Gears 5.
No,
We didn't get a chance to talk about Gears 5.
I said it was with the chick, and it's really not
my
show.
Oh, I thought we had like a whole 10 minutes.
Sorry.
Help.
Jesus.
Help. Sony. Their press conference.
Yes.
Starting off very intimate in a barn with some banjo music.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. It was neat to see Ellie develop as a person.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, so Last of Us Part 2.
Did I say so much?
Last of Us Part
Spoilers,
2.
Last of Us Part 2.
Last of Us Part 2 looks phenomenal.
Looks pretty fucking baller.
I'm definitely
You're now a new convert towards The Last of Us.
How's
Uncharted 3 going on, by the way?
It's going. It's going.
So yeah, Last of Us Part 2.
Last of Us is Last of Us 2 looks pretty fantastic.
Yeah,
like,
looks great. Ellie's main character.
Which I'm kind of curious. Like, where does this take place? Is Joel around? Is he dead?
Dead.
Well, in the earlier trailers, the earlier reveals, Joel did.
Stop looking at my leg.
Joel's done, son.
In the earlier reveals, Joel was there, but a lot of it could have been relying on, like, is he like a figment of her imagination or something like that?
To get her through stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, yeah.
So we'll see. Release date?
Yeah, they didn't give us one.
I'm going to say summer of 2019.
Nah, games won't sell in the summer. Probably, I would say, fall.
It's such a solid game. I feel like they have enough confidence.
It does.
Could hit summer and still sell bang.
It does look like you're relying a lot. Just from the you know, that gameplay trailer, it does look like you're relying a lot more on, like, stealth.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
bow and arrow kind
of. I wasn't very good at the whole stealth thing. I'm more of a running gun.
You sure are. Yep.
I'm type of person.
Yep. I saw you play Arkham.
And Last of Us.
I'm a little worried it's gonna be too much quick time event.
The first one was like that too. But I mean, it probably could rely more on that or something like that. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. Hype level is still increasing. Don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
Jump through the fucking
stratosphere. My number one question is, has this bitch learned to freaking swim?
We'll find out. In November 2019.
I'm saying April.
That would be pretty cool if, like, you know, that's like
kind of give you that.
If that's kind of like a recurring
thing.
Like,
I never learned to swim.
And then all of a sudden,
I need floaties.
And then all of a sudden, she just busts out to swim.
Well, kind of like how in the first Infamous, Cole couldn't climb a fence.
Right.
And
yeah. In
the second one, he just all was sudden, able to fly all over him and everything like that. Speaking of Sucker Punch games, ooh. Ghost of Tsushima. My friend,
what the fuck?
This is the new.
Oh yeah, Tom, thank you.
This is the new Sucker Punch game. So Sucker Punch, you okay? I'm
they
getting
did,
blank stares.
No,
they did
Sucker
Sly
Punch,
Cooper,
Infamous.
They did Infamous.
Right. Okay.
This is their new thing. This is their new jam. It is this feudal Japan samurai game. Game looks fucking gorgeous.
I feel like we've seen that.
Yeah. We have seen video of it.
It looks fucking gorgeous. Like, it doesn't necessarily have
is
that
it like
same.
A zombie-esque?
No.
It's something else.
It's like a fighting? Is it a fighting?
It really looks like it's heavy on combat, almost like a, like For Honor when that came out, or Rise.
The videos that I saw, I was kind of getting the feel.
It's got some really nice art to it.
Yes, it does. Yes. It's beautiful. The fighting game that we used to play, Blade of... Where it's just...
Bushido Blade?
Yeah. Bushido Blade. No, Bushido Blade, where you just, like, clash swords.
Are you thinking of Fatal Fury?
No, Bushido Blade.
Bushido Blade or Samurai Shodown.
Right.
Yeah, no, Bushido Blade, that's kind of... That's the feel that I'm getting.
Or more Samurai Shodown on Nintendo Switch.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, continue.
It looks pretty good. No release date or anything like that.
Sony didn't give us a lot of release dates.
I was actually, I was away.
No,
I didn't
no
watch.
Did.
I was watching.
No,
I
that's not true.
I wasn't watching the trailer, the conference as it was happening. But it seemed like a lot of dead air. A lot of, like, they're setting you up. Like, they showed the Last of Us thing. And then they basically shuffled everybody into the conference room. And between that time, it was just like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But so at that point, it was like, oh, Sony, what are you doing? But I mean, don't get me wrong. They had some good hitters.
Yeah,
you know
Sony
what I mean?
Didn't like they brought a lot, but they didn't bring a lot.
Right. Yeah. But what they brought was you know some good
was
some
what
good,
the fans
some good meat.
It was fan service. It was fan service.
You know who gave us a lot of release dates?
I don't know. We'll find out later. Resident Evil 2 remake
looks beautiful.
January 25th, 2019.
Looks
absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. I think this game looks fucking sick.
Yeah.
I can't wait to put it on my Switch.
Yeah, I'll,
Yeah, streaming.
Yeah, have
what
fun.
Doing with,
have fun with that while I'm playing on disc on Sony.
There you go.
It's okay.
I think it looks pretty cool.
It does. It looks so nice and cleaned up.
It definitely. I want to definitely pick up, this is going to be a weird thing, Resident Evil 2 for the N64 and play that for my Spooktober.
Spooktober.
So then when that happens, when Resident Evil 2 Remake comes out, I can be like, oh, wow, I remember this happening.
Yeah, Resident Evil 4 is one of the ones that I rage quit.
One of?
Yeah, you should start listing games you haven't rage quit at all.
Yeah. Well, no.
Maybe a short
No, I rage quit because I can't tell you how many times I shot Ashley.
With the gun, you mean?
Yeah.
So this looks really cool.
My love gun.
They also showed off Control by Remedy. The guys who did Max Payne, Alan Wake, Quantum Break, all those other things.
Wait, everything I
didn't
play.
They're a very...
Like, you're mentioning a lot of things, which is like...
Xbox.
Events.
Yeah. Bullet Time, all that stuff. Yeah,
I didn't see... I mean, maybe that it'll be in there, but I didn't
probably.
See that much.
Probably. All right, but I mean, it's just something to know that these developers, who are very good at what they do, unfortunately may not get a good... good shake every now and then. Like, Alan Wake didn't do that great. Quantum Break didn't do that great. But, you know, they're very capable developers. They're always very highly regarded.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're showing some signs of life. And now they're showing signs of life on a Sony stage. You know what I mean?
Cool.
So they're able to, like you said, with Gears, they're able to get more money from other platforms.
No, bring it in, but...
Put it on the Switch.
Are you going to... Well, other than putting it on the Switch... Listen.
I thought I would be fucking Nintendo fanboying out.
You're not allowed to fanboy out on me.
They also showed off another trailer from Hideo Kojima, Death Stranding. So we are going to do, like we did last time, right at the round of Game Awards, is watch the trailer, and then Tom, very succinctly and very descriptively, he's going to tell you what he sees on the trailer. We'll be right back.
If someone could shut up.
All right, Death Stranding trailer watched. Tommy.
That's a hard pass.
Really?
That's a hard pass. Like,
well, what didn't win you over? The stealth?
Throughout that whole...
Walking around on the mountains?
That whole trailer, it was just climbing mountains.
I'd say half of it's climbing mountains. The other half is hiding away from...
I don't know, give me some...
Dementors or something.
Give me some fucking monsters to fight. And honestly, this I'll fall asleep playing this. So, yeah. This is a hard pass. Sorry, Rude Nation.
Yeah, this was a Rude Nation request.
Death Stranding... Not doing it for the boys, not doing it for the guest boy.
I gotta see more of it, because, like, don't get me wrong. Hideo Kojima with Metal Gear Solid, like, wackiness, I dig. However, Konami had to rein Kojima in a lot, hence why there was such a split between
those
two.
You put him with Del Toro now?
You're putting him with Del Toro and his best friend, Norman Reedus, ripping each other's toenails off or whatever the fuck's going on, eating babies.
Again.
I don't know. Hideo Kojima, I'm sure, is a genius. He's not someone you give carte blanche to.
He is, and don't get me wrong.
Go crazy, buddy.
Yeah, as much as, like, you know, I bitch about Metal Gear Solid 4 with Vamp. Yeah, no, he is a genius. He is. I'll totally say it. But like you said, he needs to kind of...
He needs to reel it in.
He needs to make a movie or just stop. Yeah, like...
He needs someone to say to him, maybe this is beyond the fun of the game.
That was Kojima. That was Konami.
Yeah, Konami's really the one that put the kibosh on him. Because what, Metal Gear... Metal Gear 5 Phantom Pain was the last thing he did for them. And that was
a struggle to get that out. A couple other things they announced or was revealed at the thing was Nioh 2. Anybody?
Whoa.
Also, Trover Saves the Universe with Justin Roiland and Squanch Games. Anyone? Alright, fuck it. Let's talk about Spider-Man. These podcasts need a lot of Spider-Man content.
Spider-Man all day, every day.
If you need a superhero who loves playing...
I cannot wait for this game.
Who loves playing any of the fucking Nathan Drake games?
What?
So, I'm jumping around. I'm doing linear bullshit.
All right, so Spider-Man's all open world.
Yeah, it's
open. It's got superheroes in it.
It is
I've yet to see open world. I've yet to see Peter say, fuck you, Electro. I'm going to save this bitch for the purse snatching.
Spider-Man.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's on there. It's on the internet, guy.
Mm-hmm.
There's literally an open world demo floating around.
Yeah.
You should probably
do your homework before you sound like a raging
twat. That's right. Step to this. Step to the rude boys.
Marvel, Disney, Mickey, suck my dick.
First off, this is more Sony involved. Sony has the licensing rights for all Spider-Man video games.
It's also made by Insomniac. And yet they use Disney's costume.
Well, then, technically, that's Marvel's costume.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, Spider-Man's rolling around with Mickey Mouse here. That's right. I just saw that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's got the little sorcerer's
Totally forgot
cap.
That, yeah.
He's wearing Belle's dress.
And he's telling brooms to go fucking clean his basement because Uncle Ben couldn't do it because he's a cunt and couldn't figure out how to
Spider-Man looks fantastic.
Yes. So the reveal trailer revealed more of Spider-Man's rogues. We already know that Mr. Negative was up in the mix.
Yes,
you got
Ms.
Electro,
Negative.
Vulture, Rhino,
yeah,
Scorpion.
Yeah, it's a comic book character that no one but the deep dives know about.
I think Mr. Negative is kind of up there. I heard there might be Taskmaster stuff in there.
Mr. Negative is definitely a deep cut.
Yeah, only because he's so new.
But like,
he's not
iconic
enough.
Right, but then you have your Electros, you have your Rhino who shows up, your Shocker who shows up,
Scorpion,
which
yeah,
was,
those guys are obviously,
which
yeah,
was
you've
very
seen
cool.
them in movies already, so you know that they're there.
Yeah.
And you know Osborn's up in the mix, he's trying to run for mayor or something like that.
Oh,
but
man.
I'm
are you
super
gonna,
excited for that.
Are you
coming
gonna
out
see,
September.
I hope you see a debate between Jameson and Osborn, that would be pretty cool.
Probably. You'll see some interactions with that.
But yeah, September.
Stop the debate.
Yeah, it does come out in September.
I
definitely had that pre-ordered already.
I'm going to see what other sort of costumes there are. Cause, I mean, they didn't reveal any costumes at E3
yet. I can't
yet.
Wait to be
Probably Comic-Con.
When Cash is bitching that...
This game got a lot of hype, man. A lot of good buzz, too.
Bullshit.
All right, well, that's his choice. It's his choice as a consumer
I
to
do
purchase
know,
that stuff
I do know with GameStop, when you pre-order, you get the Rockstar Spider-Man from Spider-Punk. Thank you. Thank you. No, you're right. Step to this. You know...
flinging my webbing.
Right, this is coming from a mobile game homo. So, you know.
It's a very hostile
Really
thing.
There, Constant Champions? Keep going there.
So yeah, Sony's press conference, they had some really good hits.
Yeah.
I don't know, it just felt a little, I don't know, not...
Wishy-washy.
They were kind of resting a little too much on what
they
didn't
show.
Already.
They didn't show.
Yeah, what they did show was good. Was
right.
probably
Tom.
Even great.
Right.
It's much like Tom.
With the, you know,
Big talk,
I mean...
no show.
But, like, you know,
I mean,
like
the
people...
Best, I'm sorry.
There's, like, no follow-ups like God of War, maybe, like, DLC
right.
talk or anything like that. I know there was rumors that they were going to do some backwards compatibility stuff, which, I mean, don't get me wrong, I think Xbox is trying to catch up to.
Yeah,
definitely. Obviously, no talk about next generation, but we'll probably see that next year.
The biggest,
which also kind of sums up the entire press conference.
That
kind of
shows
E3.
The E3 syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
It's dying.
Well, that's what I was saying. That's why I was saying. Well, yeah, no, yeah, because I mean, let's get right into it, baby. Nintendo.
Oh, the Nintendo ball polishing. Here we fucking go.
Well, all right. So we were talking about how the levels. We were just talking about how E3 is kind of an ancient thing. All it is a lot of ball polishing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, hey, look at this fucking set. Look at this press conference. Look at these audience members cheering, hooting and hollering. Whereas Nintendo, every 3 months or whatever, can push out a fucking half hour direct to go direct to the fans and then talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hence why I didn't think their showing was that great.
No.
It was good. Could have been better. Expected more.
It was a lot of, like, here's some indies.
Sure. Here's your third-party sizzle
Smash.
Reel.
Smash
and then half
like,
of it was Smash Brothers. Spoiler
Smash
alert.
Smash was, like, the big get.
Sure.
But everything else
Yeah,
was...
it's good that Nintendo was able to get Smash Brothers. What?
Everything else was indies. And I will say
That's not
this...
True. That's not true. Hey, you know what? Let's talk about everything that was on it. How about that?
I don't know. Can you? Because someone will be talking over you.
It started off with this game, probably exclusive, actually.
Yeah,
either a world premiere. That's what it was. Daemon X Machina.
Uh-huh.
Which is like this wacky mech fighting game, which I didn't know I kind of want, but like that looks pretty cool. It's done by the guys who did like Armored Core and shit like that,
mm-hmm.
so that's kind of their bread and butter.
Armored Core? I haven't played that in God's age.
Coming out 2019.
Okay.
Then they showed off a expansion chapter for Xenoblade Chronicles 2 called Torn of the Golden Country. This is very confusing because, so, Xenoblade Chronicles 2, mm-hmm. if you guys don't know, because I'm looking at a couple dead faces right now, it's an action RPG, mm-hmm. really more RPG-oriented.
Shulk's in it, right?
No, Shulk's in Xenoblade Chronicles. This is
the sequel. For fuck's sake!
This is the sequel. came out in December. Right after, like, all Game of Year talk and all that shit. So, like, but it got really good critical reception and shit like that. So this is an expansion to it. It's almost like a standalone slash DLC thing for it. It's like an extra added bonus. Almost like a side story. Like an Undead Nightmare to your Red Dead Redemption 1, if you will. You know what I mean? Like, it's downloadable for the main game, but you can buy it separately and shit like that. Whatever. I honestly didn't give Xenoblade Chronicles 2 a fair shake because I was playing Odyssey a whole lot, so maybe we'll get into that. Probably not. Pokemans! So before E3, they revealed the new Pokemon games for the Nintendo Switch. Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee.
Mm-hmm.
They're both reimaginings of Pokemon Yellow version, special yes. Pikachu edition, if you will. And it's incorporating a lot of Pokemon Go mechanics. Yes. So the catching the Pokemon, the training of the Pokemon is all done that way. Battling gym leaders and gym trainers and regular Pokemon trainers are pretty much the same as
it's a classic. Lot of walking around on your joystick.
Yep.
And you have battles. However,
okay.
You no longer have to worry about walking out into the street to catch your Pichu.
Pichu's not in this game.
Raichu, Pichu, Pikachu, Pikachu.
However, you can walk around in the safety of your own living room.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, okay. You're talking about Pokemon Go. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yes, correct. You can walk. Yeah, this is the safety
you can what?
Of your own. I thought you were talking about Pokemon generally, but now you're talking
can't
about Pokemon.
Can't you train? Like, I Go. Thought they said.
Yeah, there is a portion you can transfer
you can
your Pokemon
transfer
Go.
Your Pokemon. Yep.
Only the 151 to Pokemon Let's Go, Pikachu, mm-hmm. Let's Go Eevee. And, yeah, a lot of people are. It's kind of a more casual experience to the Pokemon series, not as super casual as Pokemon Go is. But in the sense that, you know, you can just use one Joy-Con, move around with the thing, or use the Pokeball controller
that
it comes with. That
is actually really cool.
That's
like,
really
I
neat.
Saw, like,
yeah, that's
like,
a neat
like
thing.
I saw that. I saw that yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And it functions completely as a Joy-Con, too.
Yeah, it functions as a Joy-Con, and it makes noises.
Yeah, you can put your little Pokemans in it.
Which is
and
pretty
if you,
neat.
You do buy it, it comes with Mew, who's Pokemon 151, which was a big fucking deal back in the fucking 90s. When
what was Mewtwo?
Mewtwo was 150.
So wait, hold on. The evolved
don't
version
of this.
Mew?
He's not evolved. He was a genetic clone from Mew.
Okay. All right. I'm not stepping. I want you to educate me.
Super comes out in November 16th, ladies and gentlemen. So that's going to be the Switch's big game for November.
Happy birthday to the D.
Super Mario Party.
Friendships will end.
I saw this and I'm like, woof, man.
Yep.
This at that point, I knew. Actually, I knew when you started talking about Pokemon on the main conference, even after you had this big conference for Pokemon, I was like, ooh, okay, this is going to be a light E3 for Nintendo, so to speak,
yeah.
Content wise. And then Super Mario Party came out, which comes out in October. And it is almost a return of form to Mario Parties, because the last two ones that came out number-wise were like a group thing, where it's like, all right, everybody's on the board together, but now this is like everyone's individual and shit like that. I don't know, dude. They're really trying to bank on everyone having a Switch and wanting to play it.
I've never played a Mario Party. Dan,
yeah,
have you?
Fun.
Did you ever play Mario Party? Yeah,
they're
him and
fun.
I never played Mario
but
Party.
But they came out so
Riley's
fucking frequently. They came out so fucking frequently that I think people just got really oversaturated. There was three on the N64.
Jesus.
Four on the GameCube.
Jesus.
One on the Wii.
Ugh.
One on the Wii U. One on the GBA. One on the DS. One
so
on the 3DS.
So they want to put one on
there were
every
cards.
System.
Yeah, pretty much.
Gotcha.
Which, don't get me wrong, like, I mean, I'm sure people will buy it. I'm sure it'll be up in the fucking top 10 for a little bit. But it was one of those things like, oof, all right, Mario Kart. This is what you're getting. This is what you're hitting us with E3. You could have put that and, like, buried it in the Direct or something like that. But whatever. What they did announce, which they haven't heard from in a little bit, was Fire Emblem Three Houses.
Yes. So a new Fire Emblem game. That looks pretty cool. That looks
really nice. That like, is a big awakening.
That kind of like that kind of looks like some of it goes back to basics. But
well,
you,
well, I mean, I'm sure it
you are running around castles.
Yes. Yeah, so there is a portion.
As we saw,
there is a portion that's from Fire Emblem Fates. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, Fire Emblem Echoes, where you're running around as a character in castles and temples and shit like that, dungeons. But you still have your traditional strategy RPG fights. Yeah. Turn-based stuff. What they look like they're adding is they're adding armies up in the mix. So, like, you can have formations and shit like that. The battles are actually pretty cool. So, like, when you have your grid-based shit and you're controlling one character to go fight another one, they do, like, the zoom in and it's, like, your guys are running up, you know, fighting their guys. Like, it is pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I'm stoked.
It deals with, like, three different protagonists and stuff like mm-hmm. that. They gave us a spring 2019 release.
Okay.
So, you know, half a year time should be getting it in our things. They also announced Fortnite, if you could believe it. The worst kept secret.
We downloaded it. I played it. I'm horrible.
Oh, yeah. This has been
I'll
the worst.
I'll probably play it again.
The worst kept secret.
Oh, yeah.
Because, all right, so this has been the leakiest E3, which was funny because I time hopped today.
Uh-huh.
And 2 years ago, I said the same thing about that E3. So this E3 has been the worst.
Right.
So Fortnite, the whole controversy with this was that it was rumored for a while because Fortnite you could play on a fucking on a telephone nowadays. So everyone's like, oh, it must be coming to Switch, right?
I mean, definitely not through Android because I tried to look it up Android.
Maybe. I don't know. But, I mean, it's one of those things that it's just portable on everything. Portable to anything. And everyone was like, all right, when's it coming on Switch? When's it coming on Switch? And then nobody said a thing. There were some internal documents that said it was coming, and then someone data mined the eShop, and Fortnite was getting ready to be shadow dropped that day, and guess what? It was announced and came out, and like Tommy said, he downloaded it, and he's awful, but it's Fortnite if you never played it, and I never played it, so I'll play it.
I can only get better.
Right, exactly. So they showed a couple sizzle reels, which... I mean, I love Nintendo. I'm the first Nintendo apologist. You'll
really?
Well, I'm the first. Maybe not the loudest, but the first. Man, Nintendo sizzle reels are so sad because it's a lot of third party games. Don't get me wrong. Third party is an incredible thing to have on a Nintendo console, but it always is usually lacking because you know you have your Sony's and your Microsofts, which are like the trailblazers. Whereas Nintendo likes to, you know, do something different, deviate from the natural course, hence the Switch, hence the Wii U, hence the Wii. So a lot of third-party stuff that came to it might not have the same flash and flare as other third-party sizzle reels from console manufacturers. However, we have confirmation that Dragon Ball FighterZ will be coming out sometime this year to the Nintendo Switch, and another bad kept secret, because that should have been a game that came out day one.
Yeah.
I'm hyped for this.
Yeah, I'm definitely hyped about it. I mean, I love fighting games.
Mm-hmm.
I probably won't pick it up until I have a pro controller.
Fair.
Because
I've
tried to play Street Fighter, like the collection, without a pro controller.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
The Joy-Cons are not.
They're not made for it.
Yeah,
they're not.
I mean, hey. Capcom, thanks for the support, buddy.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
This is the second Street Fighter game that you put on the console. Thank you so much. Give us more fighting games. I'm not good at fighting games, but I love fighting games because I just love the characters, the costumes, the spectacle of fighting games.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely will pick up the Anniversary Collection, but, you know, that was a game that came out already. We're talking about games that haven't come out yet.
Dragon Ball FighterZ has been something that's been on my radar since it was announced.
You're just waiting to pull that trigger.
I'm waiting to pull that trigger, and honestly, I'm kind of waiting for, like, an Ultimate Edition.
Sure. Which is also another thing with fighting games.
I've been hurt.
Yeah.
I've been hurt a lot.
I got you. One fighting game, though, that I could definitely put a hurting on is Super Smash Brothers. So we have the big Super Smash Brothers.
It's the one fighting game you can beat, man. You know that, right?
I beat you at Marvel vs. Capcom 3 once. We had a fighting game cast already. So yeah, Super Smash Brothers
Ultimate.
Okay, thank you. The name has been revealed to Super Smash Brothers Ultimate because there was a lot of speculation. Is this going to be like an enhanced port of the last technically two Smash Brothers games for Nintendo 3DS and for Wii U? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be called Super Smash Brothers for Nintendo Switch? So it's called Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. And with that, they gave you a character roster reveal, which revealed everyone is here.
Yep.
You got every character from Super Smash Brothers past in this game. We're talking about all your DLC characters, your third-party characters, characters that have been cut. Everyone, man, Solid Snake, you new characters, Inklings, that were revealed in January. Ice Climbers are back, like Tommy just said. Young Link, Pichu, Wolf, my boy,
is
back. And then they went into a lot of detail as far as what was the changes for some of these characters. So, like, Link now is more of a Breath of the Wild style character.
Yep.
So his bombs are remote bombs. He apparently also, this is something that got revealed during some of the game demos, is that when his health is full, quote-unquote, like he has no damage taken to him,
right.
His sword shoots beams. Just like in, like, Link to the Past, or Zelda 1, or Breath of the Wild, Skyward Sword, shit like that. They unveiled some, the new phrase called Echo characters, which are basically just clone characters.
Yeah, so like your
Dark Pit. Exactly.
Lucina
to Marth.
Yep.
And now Daisy to Peach. So now Daisy is her own character. But they started getting real into the nuanced and stuff like this. So, and again, like, don't get me wrong, I love the Smash Brothers info. I'm all for that. I'm super excited for the release date, December 7th, 2018. A lot later than I thought. I thought they would have probably pushed that to come out the same time as the Switch Online, so they would get more subscribers for that. But I guess, whatever.
Well, let's also talk with Smash Brothers, the big character reveal that everyone is saying.
Oh, the big character reveal, you say?
Ridley.
Ridley, yes, who has been controversially absent from Smash because he's been too big.
Yeah.
So he is now, I mean, he's not any less big.
No.
But he's, you know, they hunched him down and shit like that, which is something that I know a lot of fan speculations were just like, just have him crouch or something like that. You know, have him all be, like, hunched over.
That reveal trailer was horrifying.
Right? Yeah,
it was like, wow, he just iced Mario.
I love Smash Brothers reveal movies. They are the best things. I will get chills nonstop from that stuff.
Sure.
Like, watching even from Smash Brothers for 3DS/Wii U, the Villager, Mega Man, Little Mac, who else was really fucking good? And they just make different styles. So, like, when they revealed Robin, it was in the style of Fire Emblem Awakening.
Okay.
When they revealed Palutena, it was in the style of the Kid Icarus animes that came out, I think, a year before that. Or something like that. Like they try to stick with that. When they revealed the Inklings in January, the video was more like the initial Splatoon video.
Uh-huh.
White background and then just the Inklings running spraying each other. That didn't sound good. Ridley's reveal trailer was basically Samus and
Mario
and Mega Man.
Mega Man, yep.
On the hunt, you see those two characters get iced, and then Samus turns around, and it's fucking, she's face-to-face with Ridley. And if you watch some of the reveal, some of the reaction videos from, Nintendo New York store, which, don't get me wrong, is filled with Nintendo fans.
Yo, I watched that whole thing. Holy crap. People were, like, cursing at one another for the shut the fuck up and this and that, and, like,
They're very hyped up. Very hypeable.
Very hypeable?
Yes, very hypeable.
Okay.
Those people.
They're very hypeable. I'll take it. I'll allow it. Mega Man's super.
So, yeah. So, yeah. They almost... They tweaked everything. So, like, yeah. So, Mega Man's He has the same super, but the same Final Smash, but he now has Bass and Proto Man.
Yo, I saw Proto Man.
Bass? Bass.
Whatever. Fuck him. It's more about Proto Man.
Right, yeah, Proto
Man. And Proto Man, I was just like this. Yeah, that's awesome.
So he was slapping the table.
My dick on the table. Okay.
Yeah, the Final Smash has all been tweaked to just kind of like be more of like a cinematic, like just hit right to it. If you want to look at like in the past, like Captain Falcons, like he would just call in the Blue Falcon and just run people over as a hit and run, similar to that. Something else I want to mention is all the Zelda characters all seem to be pulled from different games.
Yes.
So like Link is from Breath of the Wild. Mm-hmm. Zelda's from Link Between Worlds. Sheik looks like she's kind of like in a mix between like a Twilight Princess, which she wasn't in, or like kind of like that art style. Okay. Ganondorf's Ocarina of Time.
Yep.
He looks fucking good.
He does.
Toon Link's obviously from like Wind Waker, I would say, those games. Young obviously. Link back in the mix from Majora's Mask.
Yep.
I dig that. Like, it's not... They all don't have a uniform art style.
Ryu from Street Fighter 4, I would say. Well, yeah,
he's got the eyebrows. But, yeah. Like, the Zelda ones, they're not pulled from the same art style like they were in the past games. Right. They're all just, like, they're all representing the series in a new way. I like that. I'm fucking hyped for this game.
The one thing that I was seeing online was people upset that there was no Waluigi.
Waluigi...
is still an assist trophy, I believe.
Waluigi is still an assist trophy. Waluigi is probably, if you were to pick 5 deserving Nintendo characters, maybe even 3, he would be up there.
Yeah.
Like, first-party Nintendo characters, he would be
sure,
up there.
Sure.
Like, I can't think of anyone. You get, like, King K. Rool, who's, like, Donkey Kong's arch-nemesis, or maybe even, like, Dixie Kong. Like, Waluigi would probably be there. Because, I mean, obviously, Daisy and Ridley would both be up there.
Uh-huh.
Or the Inklings. I mean, hell, you want to throw in, like, an ARMS character or something like that?
I'm very surprised they didn't.
There's still some time. And that's the one thing that I like about it being revealed, it coming out in December, is that it's got some time to...
Expand the roster.
And show you what's up. Even Sakurai said that, you know, don't expect... It's got 65 characters right
that's
now.
That's insane.
He said kind of, like, don't expect... a lot of reveals.
So pretty much we're never going to see a Smash Brothers game for
a while.
He
said, I mean, don't get me wrong, he's like saying the same shit Kojima said after Metal Gear Solid 2, where he's just like, I'm done, I can't make any more of these, but he keeps coming back to make
right,
more.
So
Kojima obviously came back to make 3 and 4 and 5.
Money Sakurai's, talks, bullshit walks.
And
the Rude Boys motto.
The Rude Boys motto. So that's pretty much everything from E3. What do you say, Tom? Top 3 games that you're excited for? I know I just kind of jumped this on you.
Spider-Man.
Let me give you mine.
Okay. Thank you.
Spider-Man. Fucker. Spider-Man, definitely.
Shit.
Spider-Man would be number 1. I would say then Smash Brothers would be number 2. And, it's weird. I might say Resident Evil 2. As 3. Like,
you
those games
what?
I'm... You feeling the
you
same
know
combo?
What? Yeah. With a close 4th of Last of Us 2.
Yeah.
It goes... Spider-Man's top tier.
Absolutely. Same
let's,
here.
Let's face it. Spider-Man's the boy's boy.
That's the boy's boy.
Okay. Then you have Smash Brothers, which is just awesome.
Non-stop.
You know,
there's so much shit getting talked at my
fun.
Job. So much shit getting talked at my job.
Oh, at your job? How about here?
Well, yeah.
Dude, I'm going to kick your ass.
I don't expect to hear that at my job, though. That's the thing, so.
And then Resident Evil 2 is just like, it's a nostalgia.
Yeah.
I think. And how pretty it looks. But then you have The Last of Us 2 that's just so like, as you said, I've been converted.
Yep.
And it's just, you love Ellie. And you want things to work. You really, like, out of all the characters in any video game, you want things to work out for Ellie the most.
Sure.
I feel.
No, it's absolutely fair.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, that might be a close 4th.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I'd have to relook at everything.
Microsoft, I don't have any love for, because I don't have an Xbox.
Right. That's fair.
I mean, I know you do.
But really, I mean, the only thing that was really jumping out at me was Gears 5.
Yeah.
However, I got to get back into the franchise to really want to get to play that.
I think
push me to
that,
get into that.
I mean, maybe you know, maybe the boys, if they release, like, you know, them on, like, the you know, the franchise on, like...
on Switch.
Huh?
Don't say on Switch.
No. On, like, the, you know, the, I don't even know what Xbox playback system's called now.
Backwards compatibility?
Yeah. Like, if they release the, like, Gears 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the boys will,
We can do that.
We'll try again. We'll try to do some live streaming.
You know what? We'll add it to the list.
You could watch us get stuck in a room for 45 minutes.
Yeah, and you can yell at us and comment and tell us how stupid we are.
You stupid fucks!
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that already. Oh. But hey, that could be a good idea. Maybe we'll get into that.
It's a possibility.
Anything's a possibility. Except this episode continuing, because we are wrapping it up. This has gone way longer than we thought. We had some unexpected guests, which we apologize for, but, you know, the Rude Boys like to take on all comers. The Rude Boys are rude, number one, but we're boys. So,
absolutely. We're family.
And you know what? As drunk as uncles may get, sometimes they just gotta touch you. You could reach us on Twitter, at RudeBoys469, facebook.com/RudeBoys469. We got a YouTube.
Fuck, we have a YouTube?
We do have a YouTube. You should subscribe to it, baby. bit.ly/RudeBoysRudeTube. I just posted something, by the way.
Did you?
So we were talking about that. We were going to just do a little, like, riled up Rude Boys videos and stuff like that. Whenever something just riles us up, hit that record button. Let's record it. Post it up there. So you can know what really, the root of the rudeness. That's a good one, too.
Root of the rudeness. There we go.
God, I'm a fucking content creator, man. Oh, yeah, I can feel it. Yeah.
All right, calm the fuck down. Where else can they find us?
They can find us on the Podbean Network, which is rudeboys.podbean.com.
Flick it!
And if you want to get us on the iTunes podcast app, you just search for Rude Boys Power Hour, and you'll find all of our Gamecasts, Russell Specials, and our Rude Boys Power Hour propers all on that same feed. Give us them 5 stars, the thumbs up, the likes, the retweets, the jerks, the wanks, and subscribe to our YouTube. I can't say that enough. Please. We would love that.
Chris, where can they find you, personally?
Oh! Yeah, you can find me... did you say Jew? Twitter.com/TeshErms at TeshErms TeH_SHERMS.
My lovely ladies out there in the world, you can find me at on Twitter, Tommy_Cash.
And that, Rude Nation, is it. Thank you so much for sitting and joining. Hope it was a great E3. Hope you loved it. Hope you loved what you heard. If you didn't, I'm sorry. We won't do a lot of these. But
no, we have Comic-Con coming up.
I'm talking about us. We're going to do a comic cast?
Oh, we're doing a Comic-Con, dude. Spoiler.
I love it. I dig it. We're content creators, motherfucker. And also, climate change is real.
This has been a Wall Street Bangers production.